refreshing.
This is Morning Edition on WFAE. Charter schools are supposed to offer a free, independent alternative to traditional public schools. North Carolina has just over 100 of them. Today, the State Board of Education is expected to approve 25 more. Quality Education Academy is a K-12 school in Winston-Salem. The school touts the number of students it's had recruited by Division I basketball schools. The school's website features highlight reels of players set to music like this, some with lyrics too explicit to broadcast. Many members of the team have been from outside of North Carolina and some outside the U.S. QEA got in trouble with the state a few years ago for using tax dollars to pay for these students. School says it's not doing that anymore, but the situation has raised questions about the role of state money in supporting this school's basketball program. Sarah Ovaska is an investigative reporter with NC Policy Watch. It's an arm of the left-leaning NC Justice Center. She's been looking into Quality Education Academy, and she joins me now. Sarah, is QEA's primary purpose to cultivate basketball players?
Well, I think if you talk to the school, their primary purpose is to reach kind of disadvantaged youth in the Winston-Salem area. But the school has this, what I see as a very unusual situation where they have a basketball team where they're actually pulling from outside the state and outside the country in order to bring in players that are really playing at an elite level. A lot of the school's players for a very small charter school, less than 100 people in their high school, have gone on to play Division I ball in just the 4 years that the school's basketball program has been up, which is, you know, subsidized by taxpayers, as all public charter schools are funded with taxpayer money.
How many students are actually from outside of the country?
The state had actually done an investigation or a probe into the school and found that at one point up to 20 students were coming from other nations. They were coming from places like the Bahamas, Serbia, Nigeria, Canada. At that point, the school had actually been charging the state for these international students. So taxpayer money was directly paying for these students' education. The state, in about 2010, 2011, said, you know, we're not going to fund them anymore. And so that funding stopped, but the school continued to take in these international players.
A lot of the players have coaches listed as their guardians on their state paperwork. First of all, is that legal?
Well, I think I think it depends on who you talk to. In North Carolina, our rules are generally that you need to attend the school where your guardian, which is your court-approved, court-ordered guardian, lives. And so that's generally, you know, if you had a parent who was, if a court recognized that they were your guardian, you could attend whatever schools in your district in North Carolina. In this case, you had parents simply basically signing off paperwork saying, yes, this basketball coach can stand in as the guardian of my child. And the state, when they were looking at QEA in 2010, 2011, brought that up, and they said, you know, this isn't enough to allow these students to attend North Carolina schools. But then the state kind of dropped things. They didn't really move much further on that.
Is it clear how much state money is going toward the basketball program at the school?
No, it's not. One thing I found that was curious is that the public charter school didn't have a separate budget for its athletic team. And just the setup of charter schools, which are, you know, essentially privately run schools that are run by nonprofit organizations but funded with public money, there's not the same level of as oversight as we've come to traditionally expect from most public schools. From talking with the school officials, you know, they did say the salaries of the coaches, that comes out of the general fund, which is taxpayer money, as well as things like funding the school travel and whatnot for the team.
Does this expose a weakness within the charter school oversight system in North Carolina?
I think so, and I think it was probably the most surprising finding in my investigation, is that the state you know, essentially had looked into this issue of bringing in international students to play basketball. And essentially they had taken some pretty strong action, and there was some strong oversight. And then in about April of 2011, they just dropped it. And from best I can tell from talking with state employees as well as this charter school, is that the state basically just forgot about it. They say they're charging tuition now, $2,000 a student for these basketball programs. And there's questions about, you know, is that allowed under how we run charter schools in the state? Part of charter schools is that they be tuition free, that these are public schools, tuition free, anybody can attend.
Sarah Ovaska is an investigative reporter with NCPolicyWatch.com, part of the North Carolina Justice Center. Thanks so much.
Thank you.